From NPR News in Seattle, I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams with All Things Considered.
Seattle is famous for being a city of startups, entrepreneurs who see a need and create a company. We'd like to introduce you to two people who are doing that, Stacey Haney and Teresa Borst. They're both tanned, athletic-looking women with big grins and big hair. They're good friends, in business together. We met them in front of an old apartment building near Seattle's waterfront. They pulled up in their white truck. They'd come to clean up an apartment on the fifth floor.
You grab that bucket, I'll grab this one.
These two women own a company called BioClean. The slogan on their truck says, "Specialists in incident cleanup." Before they could start work, we all had to climb into impermeable coveralls and pull paper booties over our shoes.
You're going to wear those. And if you step in anything, you're going to take them off before you leave the apartment and step out here.
Stacy helped me adjust a filtered breathing device over my nose and mouth. Then we went in.
It's really bad.
Is it? Yeah, it looks like the fluids might have seeped underneath the sheetrock.
Hey, Stacy, we have maggots.
The small apartment had been rented by an elderly man who had died in the bathroom, but was not discovered for more than a month. What remained of the body had been removed, but it left a thick outline on the bathroom floor in dried, dark red, a silhouette embedded with bits of hair and a crumpled washcloth.
So what you're looking at is the fluids left from the body for so long, and the hair that has came off of the scalp. His hair stuck to the floor, and you could tell that the head was laying there between the toilet and the tub, and then his feet were coming down here. So he truly melted, basically. He liquefied. What happens is the gas in the body will make a bloat, and then we get blisters all over us. Well, as the skin stretches, it can only go so far, so pretty soon it's going to burst. And that's how the body drains.
So we're going to have to take the toilet off. We'll take the linoleum. Probably, most likely, when we pull this up, we'll find more maggots. Hopefully, they've all died since the source has been gone.
Stacy and Teresa will clean and disinfect, clear out infestations of maggots, and finally, use special chemicals and equipment to get rid of the pervasive odor which hangs in the hallway of the building. But they begin by ripping out anything contaminated.
And, Stace, I've got a bunch of blood on this side of the toilet, so we'll have to disinfect that real good.
No, I need your screwdriver.
And I also need a pair of pliers from up there.
It's going to get really hot in here.
The next morning, we talked to Stacy and Teresa at the Borst home, a log house in a green valley north of Seattle, near the area where tulips are raised. Except for a locked shed labeled biological waste and the white BioClean truck in the driveway, no hint of the previous day's occupation. Over coffee and pastries, they showed us a scrapbook of before and after photos of scenes they've cleaned up. Crimes, unattended deaths, suicides.
Person committed suicide?
Yeah, with a pistol in the kitchen.
There's a tremendous amount of blood there.
There was.
The blood will travel underneath the dishwasher or the stove, the cabinets, all the nooks and crannies.
The scrapbook also has Christmas cards from some of those same families whose homes had to be cleaned up. Outside, we got a tour of their truck.
It's a pit.
Oh,
it really is.
This white tub, we keep our sanding belts, skill saws.
We have our respirators, gloves, glove liners.
Tyvek, we've got better booties, tools than our husbands, bag, Teresa says, tape, and lots of chemicals.
We have live enzymes to break the blood down. Protein eats protein, so we tend to use a lot of live enzymes.
We have a wet fogger.
That's what this is right here. And then we have a hot fogger, or thermal foggers.
They also have an ozone generator used to eliminate odors from rooms they've cleaned.
Almost smells like a lightning storm when you're done in there. So it works real nice after a decomposed body has been in there for some time.
Stacy and Teresa met volunteering for search and rescue. As part of their training, they took a course on preserving the scene of a crime. And Stacy asked the officer teaching the course, who cleans up a crime scene? The answer appalled them, usually family members. That gave them the idea for BioClean. They've had to learn a long list of new skills, from which cleaners to use for what problem to how to take a dishwasher apart if there is blood under it. And maggots. Stowing their gear in the back of the truck, they talked about maggots.
We had one down in Oregon, as a matter of fact, and before you walked in, you could hear them, and they were crunching.
Crackling through the door, you could hear something going on.
It almost sounds like Rice Krispies. I mean, I know that sounds really bad, but it almost sounds like that. And that was on a 45-day decomp.
And the maggots just piled and piled and piled. Clusters of maggots, you know, about 6 inches high. It was so bad. And these people are living right next door. There's probably about six different units right next to the affected apartment. And they just couldn't figure out what the smell was. And I think people know, but they just don't want to
admit it.
They just want to. Yeah, I don't know.
You just find that people don't like dealing with death. They're afraid of it because I think it's the fear of unknowing what happens after you die. You know, we've heard people come up to us and they'll say, has anybody ever come back and haunt you? You know, like you're going to be in the room cleaning up after him and he's going to be sitting in the chair. And we're just like, come on. I know who my maker is.
If anybody knows what happens after death, it's us, because we haven't run into a situation yet that, knock on wood.
That would tell us to get the heck out.
Yeah, quickly.
Last year, BioClean was called in to approximately 100 incidents. They're the only firm doing this sort of specialized work in the Seattle area, one of only a few dozen in the country. They also have contracts to clean the interiors of police cars, and they've just been trained to clear out meth labs. They won't get rich doing this. Overhead, mainly equipment and insurance, is high. The work is hard, often gruesome and upsetting, but these two women can handle it.
Everybody goes, oh, you must have a hard stomach. And we look at younger, I guess we do, because it really hasn't.
Yeah, it doesn't affect us. It's a job. And we tend to be people pleasers anyways. You know, we like helping out people. It's just our nature. Both of us are that way. It just kind of goes hand in hand. People will say, gosh, you've got a morbid job. And we'll say, no, we don't. We like helping people. We're saving them from being traumatized twice. What more could we ask for?
It's a feel-good job. We actually feel good about what we do. From taking something that looks so horrific and then putting it back like it once was, plus cleaner, you know, we feel good about that. So the family can actually go in and continue on.
Teresa Borst and Stacy Haney of BioClean, specialists in incident cleanup.